I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. India is breathing a sigh of relief. Cyclone Phalen hit, but due to evacuations, the loss of life was kept to a minimum. But now the real challenges start. Gospel for Asia's Danny Puneau says the danger now comes from waterborne disease. Now you might be thinking, oh, what does this got to do with me? It's a gospel point. Pray, give, or go.
If we aren't concerned and we don't allow our hearts to break, what happens is you do that long enough and your heart becomes numb to anything that God is trying to stir you with.
Next, according to the United Nations, Honduras has the world's highest murder rate. The government says it's partly due to the rampant drug trade and partly to poverty. Even though it's risky, Christian Aid Mission, your link to Indigenous Mission, supports a ministry there, the Prince of Peace Mission. With their help, believers have planted 35 churches in rural areas. You can help make a difference with them. Know how? We'll provide the details and the story at our website. And you can help extend the celebration of a seminary in Eastern Europe. Ukraine's Irpine Biblical Seminary is celebrating its biggest enrollment in 22 years. Spokesman Joel Griffith says Slavic Gospel Association is a big supporter of the school.
We're just rejoicing because it means that new churches are going to be having these trained workers that are solidly trained in the Word of God.
Many students become pastors while others play a different role in full-time ministry. All of Irpine's students are connected by a common need. Prayer.
Pray for God's protection and anointing on the students and the faculty, the teachers.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Do you sometimes think you've disappointed God? With your best gift, M&N will send you the book, The God Who Walks Beside Us by David Roper. It reminds us that God is there, ready to use us despite our failures. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.